discussing the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So again, the Gemara Sanhedrin says the two Amoraim were walking along whatever they were going to do. It's interesting that the end of the Gemara there, if you're going to hold the Gemara, they were going to figure out how to make Ibur Chayesh. And really, there's no Ibur Chayesh during Shemitah. They're just going to, you know, do the math. Okay? They were going to just figure out the math, even though it wasn't a day at all.
Why wouldn't they? It's just
I mean, there's no Ibur Chayesh during Shemitah. No, always. There's never Ibur Chayesh Shemitah because Shemitah is very hard and long. So the Rabbanan said, we don't make Ibur Chayesh on Shemitah. Don't add to Shemitah. So another thing is Ibur Chayesh Shemitah. So they wouldn't be going to be Ibur Chayesh. They're going to figure out the math. Rosh Lakish found them, and Rosh Lakish said, I want to go figure out, I want to learn how to do the math of Ibur Chayesh. The papers are there? You don't have to get to it. You don't have to get to it. Yeah, can you get there? I said, Rosh Lakish was going to figure out the math. So he passed this guy. He was being Chorish during Shemitah. And Rosh Lakish said, oh, Kayin v'Chorish. Kohenim, a lot of Kohenim made a mistake and thought Shemitah is not the gay of them. So Rosh Lakish said, oh, he's a Kayin, and he's being Chorish. And the two Amoraim said to him, no, it's got to be Dan Kav Schus. It's probably a Jew who's working for a guy. Rashi is two pshat, really. Either a Jew working for a guy, or Rashi's second pshat, which is a little harder, it's only certain cases. But if you're living under a government that collects taxes per field, and if you don't pay the taxes, it's terrible. So you're allowed to work some things during Shemitah in order to pay the government its taxes. So that's what he was doing. Two pshat from Rashi. So they said, you know, you have to be Dan Chav Schus. Then they walked a little further and they saw someone being Zomer. So again, Rosh Lakish was Dan Chav Schus, and Rosh Lakish said, oh, it must be a Kayin, the Zomer. Kayin can't be Zomer during the Shemitah. And the two Amoraim said, what are you talking about? Maybe he needs the wood to make a covering for Beis Abad to put olives into when you put the olive in the press. Maybe he needs the wood for something else. Therefore, it's not Zomer. Therefore, it's not Zomer. So Rosh Lakish said to them, true, but what's the guy really thinking? It could be he's thinking to be Zomer. You're saying he's thinking to make a thing. It could be Zomer. And that's what he said to them. At the end of the Gemara, and even for the Gemara, Rosh Lakish told them, you'd be puzzled even to be ma'abr l'chayush because you're allowing people to work on Shemitah all Gemara. But anyway, that's the Gemara. Fret Tosos, our Tosos. Let's see our Tosos. Please open up the Ein Gimel on the base. Thank you. I'm really sorry for that. Let's see Ein Gimel base our Tosos. Zomer, our Gemara said, Zomer v'tzarech l'etzim, on Shabbos, if you're Zomer and you need the wood, you have two chatas, one for kotzer and one for noteya. You're being Zomer, which is noteya, and you're being kotzer, which you need the wood. That's what Tosfos says. So even if you need the wood for something else, you're still noteya. You're still noteya. In fact, Tosfos, from that Gemara we just discussed. In fact, from that Gemara we just discussed. Let's see inside. But I mean, apparently, Zeboira. Suchaz Yugavr, Dhava Kasa. They saw a man being Zomer. Amalek, Kayin, the Zomer. Rosh Lakish said, oh, a Kayin being Zomer. Amalek, Yachel Omer, Akabes Abad, I need Sarach. You could say, oh, I need the wood for your Beis Abad. So what's Mashma in that Gemara? They're saying he's doing nothing wrong. But according to our Gemara, if you need wood for to put underneath a pot to cook something, and you cut it off, and you zomer also, even though you want it for the wood, but you are zomer, you are being zomer. So you don't have to want to be zomer, to be zomer. So therefore, here it says, you don't have to want to be zomer, to be zomer. And what does the Gemara there say? That if you didn't want to be zomer, it's not zomer. So what is it? Is it, are you over only if you want to be zomer? Or are you over just your zomer, even though you don't want it? Fix up, you know, make it grow better. What is it? That tells us kasha. I forgot the mean haka chayiv mishum notea. Here, even though you want it, you're cutting the branches for the wood, but you're making the tree grow better, so you chayiv. There also, who cares if you wanted the tree to put in this base abad? But you're still making the branches grow better. Hasamairi b'kai gavna zaktosos. There it's talking about a certain case. She'ena ilan miskan b'kach ela miskalko. Tosa says, the Gemara in the Chav Vav in Sanhedrin is talking about a certain tree. I have no idea what tree it is, but it's a tree that gets that doesn't get zomered. When you cut off the branches, it doesn't grow better. It's worse for the tree. Therefore, in that case, when they cut off the branches, right, what was he doing?
Making it worse.
What? Making it worse. That's why the two Amoraim said to Rish Lakish, hey, he's making it worse. This tree you're making worse. So therefore, it's not Zomer. That's what he told them. That is what Tosos says here. That's our Tosos. Just reading it should bring up a big question for you guys. If anyone's awake and anyone's listening, but we'll go on to the Tosos and Sanhedrin. Tosos and Sanhedrin. Just 1 second. I'm all sweat up. I just played with my grandchildren in the game room. My wife thinks she'd do me a favor, bring my grandchildren here to the game room during lunch, and she's doing me a favor. Okay. Oh. So that's what it tells us. If you have a Sanhedrin, the piece of paper that has Sanhedrin, please open it up now. I have a couple left. I have none left. Maybe I have a couple left. Very hard to read it. I do have a couple left. I have not left. Oh, 1 second. Ta-da. I have a few left. Does anyone want to try? Anyone need a Tosos in Sanhedrin? Tosos in Sanhedrin for you. Tosos in Sanhedrin for you. Anybody else would like one? Even if you don't want one, say, oh, well, let me do it. I don't think I want one. Okay, that's what you're doing. Oh, roll out! Oh. See, you wanted it to get scarred.
Can I look on this guy? This guy.
He's the guy. He's that guy. Okay, so let's see a Tosfos. Tosfos Sanhedrin says, Lech Abes Abay Nitzorach. The Kasha, Fektaisis, Mikom Makom, Mabakach. So what? Mikom Havim Mashpiach HaKerem. So what if he's cutting it in order to use it for the olive press? Still, he's making the kerem better. He's being notea because that makes it better. Zomer makes it better. Dachar mi perikah gadol. That's what the Gemara says. A zomer v'tzarcha etzim chayiv shtayim mishum kolzer mishum notea. Hakinam mechayiv mishum avodas notea. Who cares if he wants it for something else? But our Gemara says. And that's the main thing here. Remember what that Gemara says. Our Gemara says, Kotzer v'sarecha etzim chayiv shtayim. I'm going to tell you another way. Tosos learns that Gemara. Listen closely. And therefore, Tosos has a question. Tosos learns the Gemara. I need wood on Shabbos because I'm cooking on Shabbos. Okay? I'm cooking on Shabbos. I need wood. I go and I cut off a branch for the wood. I'm chayiv two. I'm chayiv for kotzer, and I'm chayiv because I'm being zomer. What does zomer do?
Makes it grow.
Makes it grow. Did I have kavanah to make it grow?
No.
But Tosfos says, even if I didn't want to make it grow, I meant something else entirely. If it makes it grow, I'm chayiv. So what about over there, Frektos? It's the same thing. The rabbis, the rabbanim told Rish Lakish, oh, maybe he's cutting off the wood on Shemitah because he wants it for a olive press. But still, it's like Shabbos. You're making it better. If you're making it better, he's still doing something wrong. That's what Tosfos asks. That's what Tosfos asks. But the question is based on one fact that Tosfos holds. Does anyone realize what the fact that the question is based on? Even if you don't want the zomer, even if you want just the wood, the maisa of zomer is chayiv without any kavana. Just if I did it, I did it. That's what Tosfos holds. That for those is a question. And for Tosfos, the same answer is us. Yishlomer the avdle ba'osa inyan, he's doing it ba'osa inyan. Now, exactly what that means, either he did it to a certain tree or he did it in a certain way. But lamaisa, this zomer is not good for the tree. The vade kashale, it's bad for the tree. The leka l'chayvo mishum noteya, kamin gabi shabbos. The leka l'chayvo mishum noteya. You can't noteya because he's not noteya. The tree doesn't grow better. So this Gemara is talking about that case where a tree doesn't go better. Now, that's our Tosfos also. The problem is, right here in Sanhedrin, Tosfos adds an explanation. Let's see the explanation he adds. Kamrin Gabi Shabbos, like we say by Shabbos. The Shani Gabi Shabbos. Shabbos is different.
What?
What
do we say by Shabbos?
Oh, that's the question. What's he talking about? Wait. Don't know? The Shani Gabi Shabbos, the Melachas Machshavas Aser Torah. Shabbos is different. Shabbos needs something called Melachas Machshavas. V'amis Abdel Machshavto. And his Machshava was done. Ava Gabi Shvius, Ein L'Aser. It shouldn't be Aser. Rak Hechad Dem Shabeach HaKarka. Only makes it better. Ava Hacha Kashalei. But here it's bad for him. And the same thing is Namokas Asfina. So Tosfos is saying, oh, the Teretz is right. It's bad for the tree. Just Shabbos, it will be Usser. I mean, Shabbos, it will be Usser because he met Machsheves, but Shemitah will be Mutter. Why will Shemitah be Mutter? Because I don't care about what he's thinking. First of all, why did Tosfos add this? Because the Teretz was good without this. What was the Teretz? It's not Noteya. So is there a difference between Shabbos and Shemitah? No, we have to give a reason why Shemitah, it's Mutter, because there's no Melachas Machshavas. The reason why it's Mutter is, why is it Mutter? Because it was bad for the tree. So what's Tosfos adding here? What is going on? Why wasn't Tosfos' answer in Shabbos enough? Why do we have to add on? And there's a difference between Shabbos and Shemitah, yes?
Isn't this saying that it shouldn't be Mutter?
What? Here he's saying by Shemitah it's Mutter. Therefore, the Rabbanan told Rosh Hashanah, hey, he's doing an okay thing. There's nothing to get angry at him about. It's Mutter.
Why should it be Mutter?
What?
Why should it be Mutter?
Because it's bad for the tree.
So the two different kids, the Tosfos and Shabbos, Tosfos and Sanhedrin is talking about two different trees?
Ah, so therefore Tosfos says, that's the question here.
Tosfos
seems to say here, even if it's the same type of tree, Shabbos and Shemitah will be different. Even the same type of tree, Shabbos and Shemitah will be different. That's what Tosfos is adding on here. But what's Tosfos' addition? What is that?
Is that a second answer?
What? No, it's not a second answer. It doesn't say Inami, doesn't say anything. Comes along, yes?
Why is there a difference between Shabbos and
So he says Shabbos, there's something called Melachas Machshavas. Shemitah is not the thing that's not for Shabbos. Shemitah depends on the Maisa. What's this Maisa? Is the Maisa making growth or no growth? Shabbos, for some reason, It's Osir because Mlad Sheshavis. What does that mean? There's no growth. How can it be? How can it be Mlad Sheshavis? If I do something that's not Mlacha, I think it's Mlacha. My Shabbos, my Chayef Shabbos? No. So if there's no growth, I'm not Chayef Shabbos. Yes?
So, like, it has to be, like, without, like, saying anywhere else, it's saying that Tosos is saying that you would normally think that whenever you do Netia, it would automatically help the tree. And saying in a situation where it doesn't help it, you're still high because of Machshava. Saying, like, you would think if you didn't include Machshava in the Tosos lesson, Hedgen, you would never know that Tosos holds that you need a Machshava for doing Lach on Shabbos.
I don't understand what you're saying.
If he didn't include the second answer,
because is he doing Noteya or not?
Because according to the Tosos, yes, anything that's helping the tree, then you.
But he's not. It's talking about a tree that.
Right.
Not.
So I'm saying that's why he has to add in the extra answer of Machshava to teach you that. Lav dafka, does it make a difference if you're.
So what does Machshava do for me if I'm not helping the tree?
You're trying to do something amazing, even if you're not helping the tree. I'm trying to go prune it and make it better. And if I didn't go prune it, am I not still chayev?
No. No, I'm not doing. No, I'm not chayiv. That's the question that tells us. I'm not chayiv at thought. Even at Shabbos, I got to do an usher action. I'm not doing usher action here. Thought goes with the usher action, but thought doesn't make an action. You're not doing that usher action. That's the problem with this Tosfos. Yes.
So, what's the point?
Yeah, that's what's the point. Yeah, so that's the point. Yes?
So,
do you know what your chavrus is? Okay.
So, in the case of when we're talking about Zomer, when we brought down the Gemara, when Rish Lakish and everybody was
that's
walking,
what we're talking about.
Isn't it Rashi, there's something talked about that he knows if he's doing it.
That's the end of the Gemara. Rish Lakish told them, they told Rish Lakish, hey, you know, he wants the wood for something else. He's not doing his own there. And Rosh Hashanah told him, but he knows what he wants. But according to this, who cares what he knows? He's not doing a malacha.
No,
that's
but, yeah, but it would seem as though, according to that Gemara, especially like Rashi explains, like, at the end of the day, you know why you're doing something.
Okay.
So performance is a big thing.
We're going to discuss that. We'll discuss everything. So what happened here? I gave you the Marshal and Marshal to learn. Right now, Mashir, I'm going very slow. I want to go on. So we're just going to do the Marshal and Marshal outside, which I don't like doing. But we'll do Marshal. The Marshal comes along. Marshal says, when you learn a Tosfos like this, you see that you can't learn it just the way it says it. It must mean something else. The Marshal comes up with a new idea. It was a different kind of tree. If I prune this tree, it didn't make it better, but it grew. It made it grow. It made it grow, but didn't give me a better fruit, let's say. It made it grow, but didn't give me a better fruit. So it's not that it's bad for the tree. It's good for the tree. It makes it grow. It doesn't make a better fruit. So he says, therefore, that's what Tosfos means. Tosfos means, when on that type of case, if I cut off the branch on Shemitah and it grows but doesn't make a better fruit, that is not Aser on Shemitah. That doesn't mean cutting off so it should grow to get better is Aser on Shemitah. Not if it just grows. That's not Aser on Shemitah. But Shabbos, he makes a tremendous finish. He says, Shabbos, what does Tosfos mean? Melech Machshavas. Melech Machshavas means, since I'm doing it and it's going to grow, even though it's not going to grow better, it's going to grow. That's what Melech Machshavas means. Just plain growth is Aser on Shabbos. You know, it's not getting better. Plain growth is Aser on Shabbos. So he says that's what Tosfos means. Tosfos means this tree itself would be Aser on Shabbos, but Mutter on Shemitah. Shabbos is Melech Machshavas. If I want it to grow, it's Aser. But Shemitah, it's got to grow better. So therefore, it's not Aser for Shemitah. That's what the Marshal says.
It's redefining Netiyah.
Yeah. Netiyah and Shabbos, Netiyah and Shemitah are two different things. Yes.
Regarding Shemitah, when he uses the wood for the, yeah, the Iker reason he's using it is for the olive press.
Yeah.
But I'm sure, like, in every single case, he's still getting some sense of Hanah that it's still growing. So why are you saying, like, is there ever going to be a case where it's 100% the reason he's doing it for the olive press? Because it's still always going to be benefiting what they're growing still.
I don't know. I don't know. I got to be farming for that. Yes.
Is there a story on why Shemitah has to be better? Because I think that Shemitah is just
so he says that's what that's the Isser of Shemitah. The Isser of Shemitah is not growing. It's growing already. So we're not cutting off and it's going to grow more. That's not the Isser of Shemitah. The Isser of Shemitah is addition. That's his, that's the Mashal's
tradition. Can you say the same thing on Shabbos then?
What? He says Shabbos, Melachas Machshavas, that's what Melachas Machshavas teaches me. That as long as I do what I want here is it's going to grow better, that's good enough. I mean, it's going to grow.
It's growing anyway.
Growing anyway, that's good enough.
It's growing anyways.
It's growing anyway. If I cut it off and it's going to grow more, it's going to grow, that's good enough. Then I get a better fruit, that's going to grow.
It's not growing right now.
And I'll make it grow, so, you know. Okay, yes?
According to that, there shouldn't be a problem.
What?
According to that verse, there shouldn't be a problem with being fruit on the tree.
Okay. You are mixing up two separate things entirely. You're mixing up Zomer and picking a fruit, Tolish. Picking a fruit's usher. Culture, not cutting off a branch, that's what we're talking about. Not talking about picking. Well, Shemitah, it depends what. It depends in the Shamer, or it depends. I want to eat it now. It depends. It depends. It would be. Yes.
Does the Gemara know that this tree is chopped
down? What?
Does the Gemara know that this tree is chopped
down? That we'll discuss that soon. Now, let's see what the Mashal says. Let's see what the Mashal says. The Mashal goes through a whole thing about Girsus, about Moteya and Kotzer and Telsos. We won't go into that now. Here's how you finish of the Mashal. The Chesh Rasha is something's bothering this Tosos. Tosos says, the Gemara says, he says, Kohen v'Zomer. And Tosos asks, hey, it's Zomer anyway, even if he needs the wood for the Beis Chabad. So he needs the wood for the Beis Chabad. That's what the Rabbanim told him. So Tosos says, but that's Zomer. Comes along the Mashal. And the Mashal says, no, listen closely. There is no Zomer here. Why? Makes it worse. It's no Zomer. There is no such thing as Kotzer branches. Branches is not Kotzer. There's no such thing. It's not Aser Shemitah. It's not Aser Shabbos. There's no Isser of cutting off a branch for Shemitah or Shabbos. There is no Isser. When it's not Zomer. When it's not Zomer. That means if it's going to make in this tree that we're talking about in Mount Sinai, there's no Zomer, it's making it worse. But there's not the thing as Kotzer either, but there's not the thing as Kotzer branches. Kotzer is only, like you said, when I pick up a fruit. Taking a branch is not Kotzer. What? There's no Isser Kotzer. There is none. We're making it up. There is no Isser Kotzer. Cutting off a branch is not Kotzer. It isn't. What's wrong? What am I doing?
The Gemara says here that if you serve a face in the
Chayav. What?
The Gemara says here in Shabbat, if you serve a face in the Chayav.
Comes along the Mashah and says, that's Pshat in the Gemara here. Melech Machshavas. Melech Machshavas could change a non-Melacha into a Melacha. If I'm kotzer, which is not an avera, but it's a useful kotzer, so I could change a non-malacha in Shabbos, since it's useful, into a malacha. I can make, my machshava can make a new malacha of kotzer. And that's what's happening here in Shabbos. I'm kotzer, but tzarech etzim. I want this fruit for, so if I just be regular kotzer, I'd be doing nothing wrong. But Shabbos, melech machshavas, you go according to my thought. What's my thought? I want to cook with it. That makes kotzer into kotzer. It's an unbelievable chiddush. The Mashal saying here. Mashal saying, what Tosha is saying is, kotzer v'tzarech le'etzim makes it into kotzer. But for Shemitah, there is no such thing as melachas machshavas. So what do we go according to by Shemitah? What do we follow by Shemitah? What halacha? If it's not melachas machshavas, what do we follow? Just the maisa. What are you doing? I'm doing kotzer. Is there such a thing as kotzer by branches? No. So that's what happened here in the Gemara. That's what happened here in the Gemara. That there is no kotzer, and there is no. So when the Rabbanim said that he's kotzer because he wants to use it for a press, right? Hard to know what the Gemara means. Because it's shmita, so what's the difference? If you want to use it or not, it's just kotzer. Kotzer is not asur. But then it would be zomer. Then it might be zomer. He wouldn't want it for a press. If he wouldn't want it for a press, why is he doing the cutting? Then it would be zomer. So they're answering why it's not zomer. They're not answering why it's not kotzer. It's not kotzer anyway. It's a shmita. Nothing wrong with kotzer and shmita. Yes. Please put away all phones and all stuff, okay? It bothers me. No end.
What's the rule for this? Like, if you make anything useful with machshava, then it becomes a melacha?
Comes along the masha and says, yes, there is such a thing as kotzer. There is such a thing as kotzer. What's kotzer? Cutting off fruits from a tree. So there is such a melacha, but cutting off branches from a tree is really nothing. Because I'm doing nothing. But if I do it for a reason that makes it into kotzer. So you can't make up. Your machshava can't make up a melacha. You can't. Oh, I think something's usher, it's a melacha. No. But if something could be put into a melacha, like there is a melacha kotzer. What's the melacha kotzer about? Why do I pick a fruit? Because I want to eat it. So therefore, a branch also, which isn't really kotzer, but if I want the branch, it goes in like a fruit.
Well, how do you just like shove it into that category?
What? You're right about that. The why? That's the whole condition of Mashal. That's what this Tosfos is telling us. That is possible. Why is it possible? Because the way Tosfos looks at it is that there's no kotzer on branches because you're doing nothing. You're doing nothing. Once you do something with your kotzer, then it's asur. Kotzer doing nothing is asur. Kotzer doing something, kotzer doing nothing is mutter. Kotzer doing something is asur. But it's only on Shabbos because it goes into your mind, not your actions. That was the wrong word. But Shabbos goes your actions and your mind, not only your actions. That is the way the Mashal explains Tosfos. Yes?
But isn't this like a different interpretation of what
So different that it's almost against Gemara's, because we have a lot to learn in Masechta Shabbos. But whenever the Gemara talks about Melachta Machshavas, the Gemara talks about that's why you putter. Melachta Machshavas, all over the Gemara, is a reason it should be mutter or putter. Here he's saying Melachta Machshavas is a reason it should be usher. You don't even find that in the Gemara, really. Yes?
I was actually mentioned one yesterday.
Okay. There we go. You mentioned one. Which one?
The run with erasing the roof of a fit and making it resign that you're because it's not a machshava.
Okay. There's only one. But it's such a hard thing to say not a machshava to make something usher.
Wait, there's another one.
What? There's another one? No, there's not. What?
When someone wants to write Shimon, then you wrote Shem.
That's the same one.
Oh.
That's the same one.
Well, here's the thing, different because the only way to do for Sefer is to write the whole letter. If you just write out the letter, and that's it, it's possible. It's actually right after the actual video.
So how do you answer this question?
Well, because there's not a shot over there, because the only way to be captured is Sefer is if you actually write the full letter. If you scrape out that comes a letter, it's possible.
Who's not your Sefer?
Is that not?
No, not the one Sefer. It's about writing the Shabbos.
I was writing
stuff. Yeah. Okay, that's the same as this. That's exactly the same. Let's see. What you're saying is, let's see if it could be. That's what you're saying. Okay, what? But it's the same. Okay, that is the two things on. Comes along the Svas,
How do you read that Maharshan?
Oh, great. Let me read it for you. It's hard to be a tree, so you can't be noteya. But now there's an unwritten question. That's how you have to read it. But what about kotzer? You're being kotzer.
According to that, it's written, though. He changed noteya to kotzer.
Okay. But this part is not. He changed.
The second noteya.
But he, right here, it's not. Here you have to put in the question right here. Anyway, you have to put in the question. But he puts in the question. But, so why is it kotzer? Why by Shabbos is there kotzer and by and there's no kotzer by Shemitah? See, according to my show, all you got to do is put in the question right there.
Where?
Right before the Shani Gabe Shabbos. The Shani Gabe Shabbos is answering the question. What's the question it's answering? The Shani Gabe Shabbos. So you have to understand the question that Tosos is answering. Tosos understood, according to Mashal, Tosos, Mashal understood, you understood, Tosos understood, you understood what he's going to ask. And that is, why isn't there kotzer?
How does he learn
Kedarina
and Kedushabbat? Like, what is that referring to?
Oh, that's referring to by Shemitah. Yeah, Shemitah, where there's sometimes the Gemara, no. Kedarina and Gabi Shabbat is where it's kasha, it's not noteya. That's a Gemara later. Now he's not what? There's a Gemara later. I don't know exactly what that, but yeah, it's kasha, it's, there's no noteya. And it's zomer. But why is it kotzer? The Shani Shabbos, Shabbos is different. Shabbos could make it into a kotzer. But Shemitah, there's not the thing that's kotzer. Kotzer branches. That's how he learns it. Comes along the Sfas Emes. Please just bear with me a little more. Comes along the Sfas Emes and says, I understand it's all Gemara. That means that there is no, according to the Mashal, let's say, was this person doing anything wrong? Was he doing anything wrong? No, he was doing nothing wrong. It's not Zomer. Why isn't that Zomer? Because it's bad for the tree. It's not kotzer. Why isn't it kotzer? What? Because by Shemitah, there's no kotzer. So comes along with Rosh Chodesh at the end. Rosh Chodesh says, hey, it depends on what he was thinking. What was he really thinking? Who cares what he was thinking? There's no kotzer, there's no zomer. Even if he'd be thinking, this is Shemitah. Even if he'd be thinking it's us, it's not us, sir. So what's Rosh Chodesh talking about? Therefore, the Sfas Emes says, he holds Tosfos is wrong. So he holds that this question never started. He holds that according to Rashi, we don't even open up Sanhedrin here. We don't even look at this Gemara. He reads our Rashi the way our Rashi says it. And the way our Rashi says it, it's so pashut, that Gemara, that's great. If you go back to our Rashi, it says, Zomer v'tzarach ha'etzim, chayav shtayim. If you zomer and tzarach ha'etzim, you have two. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, zomer la'tzmiach ha'gefen. You do it to make it grow better. V'tzarach ha'etzim, that's it. And you need etzim for it to cook. So Rashi's saying, what does, when the Gemara says, if I'm zomer and I need the wood, I'm chayav two. It's only in one case. What's the case? Where I want to be zomer, and I want the wood. I want both things. When I want both things, you're chayiv twice. Comes on Rashi, Rashi tells us, when you're kotzer in tzarach ha'etzim, you're not always chayiv for zomer. When are you chayiv for zomer? When I want to do the zomer. When I want to do the zomer. So, if that's true, the Gemara in Sanhedrin is pashut. Rosh Lakish walked by and saw the guy being zomer, and he said, he's being zomer. He wants to be zomer. And the rabbis told him, no, he doesn't want to be zomer. All he does is he wants the wood. He doesn't want to be zomer. Read down him a kaf's chus. He wants to be zomer. He doesn't want to be zomer. All he wants is the wood. And then he told them, oh, what's really in his mind? Maybe he wants to be zomer. If he wants to be zomer, then he's chayav for zomer, because it's not talking about a bad tree. It's not a regular tree. If you cut it, it'll be better. But Zomer has a, according to Rashi, Zomer is a special halacha. That In order to chayev for zomer, I have to want to make the tree better. I don't want to make the tree better, it's not zomer. Therefore, by Shabbos and Shemitah, they're both the same. They're the same translation as zomer. What is zomer? Cutting and wanting to make the tree grow better. If that's not what I wanted to do, I am not chayev for it. Either Shabbos or Shemitah. Yes.
In the case of the tree, that when you were doing zomer, you were making it better. Would it still be zomer if that's what you wanted?
No, they're not making it better.
Even if you
wanted. Even if I wanted. I can't. That for sure. That's too much of a taste. That could just can't be.
I mean, it's not what you're saying right now.
Yeah, but yeah, that's hard to say. That's really hard to say.
All the two guys.
Yeah. Okay.
So by Shemitah, there is Machshavas by zomer.
No, you see, it has nothing to do with machshavas. That's the point here. It's a very hard point. I don't want to go into it deeply because we have so much to learn about this. That zomer has nothing to do with your machshav. I mean, it doesn't do machshav. What does zomer mean? Zomer means all of Shas, not only Shabbos, cutting to make better. That's the translation of zomer. It has nothing to do with machshavas. It has nothing to do with, on Shabbos you have to think of it. That's not it. What is her translation of Zomer? Cutting to make better. So it's the same translation by Shemitah.
By Shemitah, according to the Reish Lakish, if he didn't want it to grow better, then it wouldn't.
Right. So Reish Lakish says, hey, the rabbi said, who says he wants to make it to grow better? Maybe he wants the wood for the olive press. And Reish Lakish says, what's really in your mind?
Yeah, so then according to Reish Lakish, what's the difference between Zomer on
nothing.
So it doesn't.
Okay. Nothing. That's why the Gemara is so good. That's why there's no question. There's no difference.
Right, but by Shabbos, you need, it has to be Machshavah, no?
But that's a different halacha. Right now we're going according to what's the translation of Zomer for Shabbos and Shemitah. Cutting to make grow better. That is. I asked you to see Karen Ola. Karen Ola has the same question. I don't understand the Karen Ola's answer. But the Karen Ola says there was nothing wrong in the whole story there. No one was doing anything wrong in the story. The question is, was there Maris Ayin? I don't even know what that means. Someone has to explain this to me. But the Karen Ola says nothing wrong happened in the story. The rabbis who were walking along, just one said, oh, look, Maris Ayin. And the other said, no, there's no Maris Ayin. I don't understand what the conversation was. Whether it is Maris Ayin, whether it's not Maris Ayin, exactly what Maris Ayin is. Because we don't even know what Maris Ayin is. If I ask you, what's Maris Ayin? Can you give me the right answer?
I can give you an answer.
Give me the wrong answer.
That's what I get. When you do something that looks like you're doing a mirror.
Looks to who?
Anything.
Very good. That's the wrong translation. Because I didn't say that. Because everybody says that. And the Gemara says, Maris Ayin is even in the privacy of your own room, when no one sees you.
Anything. Shem sees you.
Ah, okay. And now you're really, really saying something great, but you have to explain why it's not clearer. It's great, but it might be clearer.
Why?
You're saying Hashem, you're Maris Ayin to Hashem. That means Hashem might be misinterpreting what you do. That's clear. it's true.
Maris Ayin to
yourself. It is true.
Maris Ayin to yourself.
Okay.
People have the ability to convince themselves that they did anything.
Oh, now you're getting into Hashem talk. Oh, wow. I get you the message. Yes.
So does anyone try to rectify the contradiction?
I tell you, the Marshal, you know.
No,
it's very hard. I tell you, it's a very hard topic. Really hard. Just, I gave you a Chafetz Chaim sheet. Now, I do something I'm not proud of, but I do it. And every day I learn a couple of halachos of Chafetz Chaim, every single day. You know, I'm not affirming, I'm not anything, just I have a problem with question halachos. And I like to work on my problems. So every day I learn Chafetz Chaim. And I said, hey, the Chafetz Chaim talks about our this Gemara. So does anyone need a Chafetz Chaim here? Please hand it out. So this really has nothing to do with our Gemara, but everything to do with our Gemara. You have one? Good. Let me tell you what the conversation is going on. There's a big argument. I spent so much time on that Gemara because of him, not him, because of Yosef. I spent so much time on this Gemara. I wanted to make Yosef right, and I couldn't. And I couldn't, but I'm sorry, I couldn't. But what was really happening in Gemara? What were they discussing? Rosh Chodesh and the other rabbis were walking, and Rosh Chodesh says, oh, what's Kol Nizomer? What was he doing? Was he just saying Lashon Hara? I mean, what was he doing? What was going on there? So most Mefarshim say that we know there's a mitzvah of Chayech Tochiyach Es HaMisach. If you see someone doing something wrong, you have to be Mochiyach. You tell him, hey, you're doing something wrong. Stop doing it. So Rosh Chodesh walked past, and Rosh Chodesh said, Kohen Bezomer, let's go tell him he's doing something wrong. And the other rabbi said, who says he's doing something wrong? Now, we're down the cops first. He's not doing anything wrong. He needs it for Eitzim. He's doing nothing wrong. That was the conversation there. And, you know, and then Rosh Chodesh says, oh, but he knows that he's doing something wrong, so I want to tell him. So what was this? The Chofetz Chaim is talking about what was this conversation? And the Chofetz Chaim goes into, that's Gimel Zion. There's a mitzvah, please put all phones away. Please. It really bugs me. There's a mitzvah of being dan kol alim kafskos. You have to be dan kol alim kafskos. There is a mitzvah. Whatever you see a guy doing, you have to be melamed skos. Chofetz Chaim goes into, is it always like that? I mean, you see, basically a guy is doing something wrong. Is it always like that? So Chofetz Chaim says in Perek Gimel, in Kol Gimel, Halacha Zayin, you should know. I don't want to go into the whole thing, but the Chofetz Chaim says, we'll do it fast. Veda, Kol Gadol Hikr Binyanim Evo. Imu Ra Adam, Shadibar Davar, O Asa Maisa. You see someone talking something or doing something wrong. Ben Mash Ben Adam, O Makam, Mash Ben Chavero. Whether it's Manam, Makam Ben Chavero. You have a choice. Given the benefit of the doubt, be dan kapskos or dan kaps ra. You see a guy walking into Burger King. You have a choice. He's going to have a cheeseburger or, oh wow, he has diarrhea, he's going to the bathroom. He has to go to the bathroom. I'll never forget when that happened to me. I was driving on the highway. I forgot, it wasn't really, my stomach was crazy. It was a Burger King. I stopped at the Burger King. I said to myself, oh no, am I allowed to walk into Burger King? Someone can be down cuff. And I said, no, my stomach is going to go into Burger King.
Is there what other people think of you?
We'll discuss that. That's a big discussion. But you have a choice. You see a guy walking to Burger King. What are you thinking? Are you thinking cheeseburger or diarrhea? Or both? Okay. Yeah. Anyway. If you know the guy's walking in, it's a Yarel Kim. Hey, he's a fun guy. This guy of Ladno Kapskos, you have to think Kapskos. You have to think Sanitic. I feel I'm a Dover Carve Nota, it's a Das Yosel Kapkova. Even though it's a 10% chance, 50% chance stomachache. You know, people go to Burger King because they want a Whopper, okay? You know, he probably wants a Whopper. But I have, if he's a frum person, I have to downcast, so I have to say stomachache. People will be abandoning him if he's, you know, sometimes yes, sometimes not, you know, whatever it is. He goes both ways. He swings both ways. Sometimes, you know, he does new chet, and sometimes he does chet, but most of us, you know, we do chet time and we do good. In Hasafik Shakel, if it's 50-50, Sarah Hatos Hasafik Achriya Kapskos. You have to say Kapskos if it's 50-50. One second. Kamocha Omar Rabbi saying, Hadan Skaver Kapskos, Hamak Midon Kapskos, which is a very hard topic. If you're done Kapskos, Hashem is done you Kapskos. There goes your Kfir again. The same Kfir as you just said. What do you mean, Hatoshel Dan Kapslis?
Maybe it's not Kira. Maybe it's doesn't know your Kabbalas.
Maybe that's Kira. Okay.
Maybe not.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's the same thing as he said. Yeah. Now, that's the halacha. The halacha is a basic halacha. If a guy is he's not tzaddik, he's not a 100% from guy, sometimes yes, sometimes not. And you see him doing something that it's a suffix to you. Is it bad? Is it good? You have to think good. But if it's less than 50-50, it's probably bad. Then you die. That case, it's not like a tzaddik. There you're allowed to think he's doing something bad. I feel my dover note the Yosef Kafchova, but then there's a good mida. That's the mitzvah halacha. But then there's a good mida. What's a good mida you should have? Nachan ma'olchi adover etzel kamo safik. You should always think of something as a safik, 50-50. That should be your way. You should never think bad about people. I agree with Kafchova. But that's not the halacha. That's a good thing you should do. The halacha is you don't have to be Don Kapslis in that type of case. But it's a good thing to do to be Don Kapslis. That is the what you call it, the halacha. And the Chabad Chaim says on that, the halacha is you don't have to be Don Kapslis, but it's a midah tova to be Don Kapslis. That's a good, a nice thing. Midah tova. Then let's turn the page. What the Chabad Chaim says about the Gemara Sanhedrin. Once he says what the halacha is you don't have to be Don Kapslis. The Mikhanai Bezeh, you're in the bracket, I am? You're in the bracket with me? The Mikhanai Bezeh, Hadar Mim Sanhedrin, Rafiya Bar Zarniki, Rav Shim Bar Yitzadeh, Chavaka Azri, Lavishan, Asya, Pagaba Rashlapish. The whole story. I'm a little kind of Irish. I'm a low Yachel Omer if Gistin Anim Tokho, Sukhazia, the Gemara. I'm a Yachel Omer. Also coming to Yochan, I'm a Ray, B'nai Adam, Shashudim al Shvius. Rabbi Yochan went a step further. Rabbi Yochan said, these two rabbis are Chatz and Shvius. Anyway, Lachora, Lo Dai Shiro Dun Chatchil Kapskos as Anashim. How did Rish Lakish do this? How did Rish Lakish say Kohen Vizomer? How was Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish not Dan Kapskos? How was Rabbi Yochanan who said, oh, they're Chashan Shvius? How was he not Dan Kapskos? You're supposed to be Dan Kapskos. If you see a guy being Zomer, on Shemitah, what does Don Kapslis tell me? What do I have to think? He's not doing that there. He's using it for the what? For the Aleph press. So what was Rish Lakish thinking? Lafia Namicha, the Das Rish Lakish. What was Rish Lakish thinking? Hayesh be'inin zeh hayakap chova harbe machriya yoser mishum du darvashen matzu. That what happened here was, with these people, what level were these people on? It was a kohen. What level was on? Medium, because some kohen did it, some people didn't do it. Now, what's that lacha if you're a medium person? If it's 50-50, you have to be down kaf chova. If it's not 50-50, you don't. What do most people, when they cut their branches on Shemitah, what do they need to do? Zomer. They need to be zoned. So if it's a 50-50 person, and most people do this, so it's not suffix, it's not a big suffix, you don't have to be down kafkova. You don't have to be down kafskos. So Rish Lakish was not down kafskos. He did the halacha. Rish Lakish followed halacha. I don't have to be down these kohenim or kafskos. That's the halacha. Chavos Chaim says that's the halacha. He was right. What? Right, there's anything to do that. Because he said Kohen, the Zomer, the Kohen, the 50-50. Some did.
It could be in a case where
Rishon talked about that. They talked about it. If you're going to all the sermons, they all come out that he knew he was a Kohen. Okay? Akachai Machrikim Shehem Mishrashlim So he thought, if you're Dan Kav Chova, then what's my chiyuv now? I could be Dan Kav Chova. Well, so what must I do, Rosh Chodesh? He said, we must go and give him Musar. We must tell him he's doing the wrong thing. Because what's the din? Kav Chova, wrong thing. What that means is, and even they thought that these two rabbis weren't good. But what were the rabbis doing?
Not being good. The other way around.
They were, as the Kabbalah Chaim says, they were a good midah. A good midah is what you're supposed to do if you have a good midah. Also be done him chavzchus. So that's the way the Kabbalah Chaim explains that Gemara. The Rosh Lakish went according to halacha. Halachically, you have to tell them you're doing something wrong. They said, no, there's a more than halacha, there's a midah tova. A midah tova is dan kavzchus. That's unbelievable, this Kabbalah Chaim. Yes?
So are we saying whenever you wouldn't have dan kavzchus, then you have to give the person time of
thought? Yes. Yes. Exactly. Good thought. Exactly, yes.
So building on that, if the Ikara thing really is that you don't have to give him a school.
That's a good question. That is a good question. I hear your question. Finish it.
If the Ikara thing is that you don't have to give him a school, then really the mitzvah of the Ikara should apply. And you can't be machmir over the mitzvah.
Right. So what's happening here is, as you just said, the mitzvah of Gusser or Tachia applies here. And why doesn't it apply to them? Oh, but we have good midos, so it doesn't apply. You can't break a mitzvah because you have good midos. If the mitzvah is to tell them, I can't say, well, I have good midos, I shouldn't tell them. That stays hard here. Yeah. That's very hard. I knew the question before you. That's what you say. Yes. What?
That's
called the finishers. But you cannot do a finishers against a mitzvah. You can't do that. You can't not do a mitzvah because of different adventures that you do. That's what he's asking. That's an impossible thing. Yes?
Do you have a chiyuv of tochiyah if you think that they're not going to listen to you?
No.
So, maybe that apply.
That we don't know. He's saying, even in Chavetz Chaim, if I know a guy's not going to listen to me, if I and mochiach him, and he'll laugh me off, I shouldn't even go be machiach him. So maybe Rosh Lakish thought that the Kohen's going to laugh him off.
No, I'm saying, no, that was Rabban. Maybe they said, even if we thought that he was doing wrong, he'll laugh us off. So we might as well be, so since we're not going to have a chiyuv anyways.
Maybe, you know, could be. Yes.
Don't the Bali Muster say that if you see someone else doing the bigger than you yourself, like in some way or another, we're over
that mirror. So That is not okay. That's we're talking. That's way past this. It's whether that's true or not. It's a shaila. Now, what's your first name again?
Yaakov.
Yaakov asked a good question, and you should all think about this because it's a hard thing. I have a mitzvah dan kavzchus, right? According to you guys, you have a mitzvah of maris ayin. So now, why do you have a mitzvah of maris ayin if I have to dan kavzchus? Or if you have a mitzvah not to do maris ayin, you do it. It means you're doing something wrong. So why do you have to be kavzchus? How do those two things work out together? That's what you asked, really. How do the two things work out together? I'm just making a question to a broader question. How these two things work together? It's a very high topic, how they work together. What?
If you need the baratum.
What?
If you need the baratum. So you offer Umar Sain, then that's a good thing.
I don't know, maybe. Yes?
It's like one side of those to mess up.
What?
It's easy for one side of those to mess up. It's easy for like.
That is 100% true. It's very easy to mess up. I got to make sure you mess up. You have to make sure I don't mess up, and I have to make sure I don't mess up, you have to make sure I mess up. Everyone messes up on these things, so there's a mitzvah on both. That's really true. This is messed up so much, you got to, both people got to do it. Yes?
Just because someone else has the, has to be on the house, doesn't mean, like, I can, like, Mars Ayin applies to me. You
That's thing. That's thing. If you go according to his translation, we're Mara signs for others.
Right. No, even in private, I can't.
No, that's a different answer. You know what I'm saying? According to his translation, where Mara signs means don't do something that someone's going to think that you're bad.
Wait, that's dangerous.
So we're not talking about, forget about the private.
Because at that point, you'd be listening either.
I don't know. Yes, I don't know. Yeah.
Two things. One, they were calling the Quran on like fear and vengeance back in the day, that they would care whether or not this fruit came out from the streets.
Probably. Probably yes.
Does it,
probably yes.
But does it matter? Why would somebody, if it's not your tree, why would it be someone else? Why would you care?
Probably it was the common tree.
The Vim don't have a salic.
What?
The Vim don't have a salic.
They had their own cities. You think no Kohanim owned land? You think they didn't buy land and didn't buy fields?
Yes.
They did.
Yes.
They did. What time is it? Okay. Have a nice day.
Please.